Welcome to Talking Stick, a respectful forum where different points of view are heard. Our first podcast is written by our favorite blogger, Sherry3D. It's called Unplanned. We have heard all our lives that we need to have a plan for everything. Day plan, month plan, year plan, work plan, vacation plan, entertainment plan, family plan, career plan, health plan, on and on. As someone with OCD, I not only have a plan, but I obsessively follow the plan to the minor detail. I'm also a creature of habit, doing the same thing, driving the same route, eating the same foods for a long period of time. I have also practiced the same 26 yoga postures every day for the last 15 years at my favorite yoga studio. This last Tuesday, the yoga studio reopened after being closed for 3 months. I was prepared to face whatever changes were made. I was prepared for my body to be sore after not stretching for a while, and I was prepared for taking the new yoga style that the studio was offering for the first time. I ventured into the very unfamiliar integral yoga flow with a beginner's mind and low expectations. Surprisingly, I found myself relaxed, even as I struggled to hold the new poses. The deliberate open mind I approached with each posture was so not me. Leaving the class, I decided to take a different route to work. Then, out of the blue, I wanted to continue the whole day without any plan, so I set out to have a haircut. Instead of calling my hairdresser, I started to drive and look for any hair salon. I found one, but the lady told me it would be a 20-minute wait. I got back in the car and drove to look for another one. I found a second one. The wait was only 10 minutes, so I said, "Okay, I will wait." As I sat down in the chair, the lady asked how I wanted my hair cut. I said, "Surprise me." She was not sure what I meant. I said, "Cut it whatever way you like, or how you think it would look good on me. You make the decision." She thought I was joking. "For real? Are you sure?" I said, "Yes, I'm sure." She said, "Okay," and proceeded to wrap me with the plastic cover, wet my hair, and started to cut. She asked if I was new in the area or just moved to town. I said, "No, I've lived here for 28 years. She asked if I just lost my hairdresser if she moved away. I said, "No, she's here, just down the street." I started to explain that I just wanted to experience a day where I don't make any decisions and to let total strangers do it for me. No plan, nothing usual, nothing predictable. She was completely shocked. She had never heard of such a thing in her 26 years of being in business. People, especially ladies, are very picky and choosy about their hairstyle. They use the same hairdresser for years. They just don't go anywhere where they have to wait, and they just don't say, "Surprise me," with their hair. I said, "Well, I will live with your decision for 45 days. What is the big deal? If I make the decision, it will be the same one I have lived with for however many years. Now with yours, I will have a chance to be different. Isn't that so exciting and fabulous?" She said, "Oh my goodness, that makes me nervous. I am now worrying that I will make the wrong decision for you." I said, "Nah, not to worry. Good, bad, it's only temporary." After the haircut, I stopped by the first restaurant on the road. I went in and asked the server to surprise me with a lunch to go. She was also shocked. I took the lunch and went home. The food was something that I would never have ordered for myself, but it was good. I enjoyed the dish tremendously. There was a freedom in living this carefree, unplanned day. I tried new things with my body, got a new look, and ate food I've never eaten. Not only that, I met new people and brought smiles to their faces with my funny, unplanned plan. I want to know if you would join me in a campaign of living carefree, unplanned for a day. Share your day through pictures, writing, or recording, whether through audio or video. I would love to hear what your unplanned day revealed to you. I think we will all live life a little richer by trying others' favorite foods, seeing others' taste and beauty, or learning from others' skills. Let's influence and enrich each other's life with surprises, and go plan that unplanned day. Share and hear others' experiences on TalkingStickForum.com. Why? Because you matter.